AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Former President Bill Clinton is expected to testify today before the House committee investigating Jeffrey Epstein. It'll be the first time a former president has been forced to testify before Congress. Meanwhile, the AP's Jennifer King reports on Hillary Clinton's testimony yesterday.
I don't know how many times I had to say I did not know Jeffrey Epstein.
After closed-door questioning that lasted 6 hours, Hillary Clinton repeated her demand that her deposition be opened to reporters. The former Secretary of State told the House Oversight Committee she had no knowledge of crimes by Jeffrey Epstein or his girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell.
I knew Ghislaine Maxwell casually, as an acquaintance.
The questioning in Chappaqua, New York, was paused after Republican Lauren Boebert violated committee rules by sending a photo from the deposition to a conservative influencer.
Why don't you send the picture?
Why not?
The Clintons only agreed to talk after Republican committee chair James Comer rejected their offers of sworn statements and threatened criminal contempt charges. Committee Democrat Robert Garcia says the Clintons are not the only ones who need to answer for their connection to Epstein.
Let's get President Trump in front of our committee.
I'm Jennifer King.
There was no deal after hours of U.S.-Iranian negotiations in Switzerland over Iran's nuclear program. Oman's foreign minister, Badr al-Busadi, who mediated the talks in Geneva, said there had been, quote, significant progress in the negotiation, without elaborating. But just before the talks ended, Iranian state television reported that Tehran was determined to continue enriching uranium, rejected proposals to transfer it abroad, and sought the lifting of international sanctions, indicating it was not prepared to meet President Trump's demands. The U.S. has gathered a massive fleet of aircraft and warships near Iran. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. A federal judge has rejected a bid to temporarily halt President Trump's $400 million White House ballroom project. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The National Trust for Historic Preservation sought to pause the project until it undergoes independent reviews and gets congressional approval, neither of which the president sought before demolishing the East Wing and moving ahead with construction. Today, a judge says the group's unlikely to succeed on the merits of its bid, saying the challenge was based on ragtag theories. The president's hailing the ruling as great news for America, months after saying the ballroom will live long into the future.
It'll be the most beautiful ballroom anywhere in the world, I think.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.